Dear Cousin George, how are things going for my favorite war criminal? Actually, you're the only war criminal I'm kin to, unless it's your grandfather, who financed Hitler's Luftwaffe factories, until finally stopped by what was then a much less corrupt federal government. I'm out here demonstrating, channeling Joan Tilly, our 15th grandmother's persona, pilgrim dress and all. She left children in Henlow, England, to endure the horrors of the Mayflower trip, only to die with Granddaddy John Tilly 3 months later. They died bringing freedom to their descendants, you and me. Unfortunately, you are so successful, busy throwing those freedoms away, you don't have any folks around you brave enough to give you some knowledge about the Bill of Rights. Of course, our 15th grandmother's name is not on the Mayflower Compact. Women didn't count back then. That's one sign of progress that we've made. But what change in our shared genetic code? What DNA malformation occurred when Hope Howland, your 13th grandmother, was born? She was the youngest of eight, and by then the DNA mutations had probably made Grandma Elizabeth's eggs weak and inferior. Their brother John Howland, Jr., the eldest, begat the line that gave birth to Franklin Delano Roosevelt, of which I'm very proud. It is said that Hope, what a misnomer for the ancestress of the destroyer of our republic, was charming but dumb. Today, I have five ethical, productive children, one a vet of the invasive wars of slaughter you started. He tells me that his fellow troops from Alabama are well aware of the greed that brought on this war, where Halliburton truck drivers in Iraq make $1,000 a day, and his fellow Army grunts make $27 a day, less if they're injured and have to come home. Your daughters, on the other hand, get drunk on fake IDs and will never see a day of combat. Their appearance at the RNC embarrassed me for the whole family. How about reading the article in the Bill of Rights that talks about habeas corpus, the right of human beings, not just American citizens, to a speedy trial, the right to legal representation, the right not to have illegal search and seizure. Oh yes, I forget, because of the obscenely misnamed Patriot Act, search and seizure, even without my knowledge, is now legal. So are the basic foundations of our country perverted. A land of laws is still immoral if the laws favor the rich and bigoted. Please try to live more truthfully, dear sociopathic cousin. Whoops, I forgot. Truth to a sociopath is whatever he thinks up at the moment. Love, Cousin Alice.